In just 6 minutes, we'll be having a phone call coming in from Barton Hartshorn. And to wet your whistle, let's listen to something off his album, I Died of Boredom and Came Back as Me. The track is called Everything is Better Than Before on KZSU.
Everything is better than before. The sky turned around and blew us into town. The evidence was thicker on the ground, where the Watsons pale and the Sherlocks they fail. We soon found, yeah. But everything was better than before. The wolves in tow were waiting at the door. Somehow they got easier to ignore, and the sirens call under southern skies can drown out a truthful sound. When we turn things down, and the answers grow from the ground. So we knelt and we took them in our hands. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything is better than before, with increasingly relative in store. Among the winning numbers in the draw was the priceless haul of a bold out McCall. And above all, a truthful sound. We turn things down, and the answers grow from the ground. So we knelt and we took them in our hands. Yeah, yeah. Everything is better than before. I don't remember getting here at all. One moment I was lost, then not at all. But there must have been, in a place somewhere, in this way, a truthful sound. When we turn things down, and the answers grow from the ground. So we knelt and we listened to a truthful sound. And we turned things down, and the answers grow from the ground. So we knelt. Everything is better than before.
Oh, so you say.
Everything is better than before.
I don't see it that way.
Everything is better than before.
Oh, so you say.
Thank you. wishing I was somewhere other than where I should be. I've learned to value poetry over punctuality, and the glaze on my eyes, well, it's daily applied from a fog bank that follows me. Been living on the downtown, oh yeah, living on the cheap. And if you try to sell me things, I'll say they're not for me. For the luxury wares, they can never compare with the reverie I'm getting free. You're never gonna guess how I got into this mess. You're never gonna guess how I got into this. Calling, and some others drift along, while either one's as likely to say, hey, you got it wrong. Neither one's satisfied when the answer they find is the one they had all along. You're never gonna guess how I got into this mess. You're never gonna guess how I got into this. Value poetry over punctuality.
I should be here on the phone with the artist himself. Barton, are you there?
I am indeed.
Excellent. I'm just going to leave your CD going quietly in the background, maybe.
That sounds like a nice idea.
All right, before we start talking, the important business to do with you is that you are at the Right Spot Cafe.
That's right.
Next Saturday?
That's correct. The 26th, yeah.
Right,
and I'm at the Right Spot.
Yeah, and the Simple Pleasures Cafe on Sunday.
That's right, the day after. Yeah.
Excellent. And those are both in San Francisco, correct?
Yeah, that'll be it for San Francisco.
All right. Are you currently doing a tour all around?
I am. I'm currently in Boston. I've just come off stage about half an hour ago
from
a little club called the Bebop in central Boston. And I played the Mondo Festival in New York a couple of days ago and did some radio shows as well. And then I'm flying out to Seattle, and that's when I hit the West Coast and make my way down to San Francisco. So it's quite a trip.
Yeah, it sounds great. So I just have to say, I really like the overview of your CD because I think it really sums it up well. Singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Barton Hartshorne walks his distinct English folk pop storyteller style along the winding streets of Laurel Canyon to arrive at a 70s West Coast vibe. That's a good description.
Yeah. So that did up pretty well. Yeah.
Let's talk about you musically. I detect that you're from England.
I am. I'm from England. I was born and grew up there, but I've lived in France for quite a few years now. I live in Paris.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm from a mixed cultural background. My mum's French, my dad's English. So I've sort of grown up flitting between the two countries and the two cultures. You know.
Excellent. So. As a child, what kind of music were you listening? Well, probably not. As a teenager, what were your big musical influences?
I was listening to, a real mixture. I mean, like any other English kid, you know, I was delving into my parents' record collection, which obviously contained, you know, the Beatles, amongst others. And my mum's collection, being French, you know, contained the sort of French chanson people like Jacques Brel, Georges Brassens. So I sort of absorbed the whole love of and the importance of storytelling and lyrics.
That's interesting because that really does come across in your singing. There's the element.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so that's... That's interesting to hear.
So those two things, and then my French uncle actually introduced me to more American influences, you know. And I remember him playing me, you know, classic like the Eagles, but also Steely Dan and Ricky Lee Jones albums, which I probably wouldn't have come across without his help. And so that was all folded in. Into the mix, and that really has come out on this specific album, where I really tried with the producer to get a bit of a West Coast sound to reflect those influences.
Right, and I think you really captured the whole vibe. So, good job.
Great, nice to know. Nice to know that we hit the target for.
Yeah, it's. It's good cruising, partying, hanging out music. So
yeah, we had one thing in mind. If it didn't, it had to feel like something you could put on in a car and just cruise down a highway.
You got it.
And if it ever felt like you wanted to sort of pull over and change, then we'd done something wrong. Yeah, we went back to the drawing board. So
excellent. So. What is it that you would like to tell the world about yourself? Oh, why don't you just tell us a little bit? I mean, you've already said a little bit about your family dynamic, but when did you, let's talk about your artistic life as a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. When did you blossom?
When did I blossom? That's a nice way of putting it. Late, probably. Hopefully, round about now. But Yeah, about sort of 12 years old, I was in the... someone else asked me this question today. I was at primary school, and my family are not musical. They're music lovers, but there are no musicians in the family at all. And one day, I distinctly remember the headmaster of the school just asking in assembly one morning, like, you know, if anyone wants guitar lessons, I'll be giving them for an hour on Thursday lunchtime. And I remembered that in the cupboard at home there was a guitar that no one could play. And so I went home and took it out and sort of never looked back, really, and then ended up hanging out with like-minded kids during my teenage years, and was lucky enough to go to a school that was very, even though they didn't actually actively encourage music, they didn't discourage it either. It was really part of what you were supposed to be getting on with. And we all played different instruments. And after 3 years there, we realized that we'd all ended up learning each other's instruments as well. It had just sort of happened.
Nice.
So, you know, I couldn't play the piano before I was there, and then somehow after 3 years, I'd ended up picking up enough piano skills to be able to write and use that as an instrument, and the same with the bass guitar. And I think I probably passed on my drumming skills. I'm also a drummer, to other people as well. It was a very creative time. So not coming from a musical family, I suddenly actually found a musical family,
right?
Around.
Yeah.
Super important.
Yeah, that's a really kind of beautiful synergistic type of thing. So let's talk about this album. I died of boredom and came back as me. What does that mean?
Well, I got the title while I was in Australia for a year. I'd gone away to Australia in 2013, and I decided to do something a bit different. I'd been writing albums and recording albums under my own name and with other bands for a little while, and I'd been touring. I was drumming for an artist you may have heard of, Angus Stone. I was on tour with him, and I just wanted to do something different. And these songs, all the songs for the current album, were written while I was in Australia for that year. And it felt like a rebirth. It felt like an injection of something new. And so the title was really, you know, definite reincarnation over time. The interesting thing is that some people, depending on whether they're optimistic or pessimistic, actually see it one way or the other. I have friends who say, you know, I died of boredom and came back as me sounds really positive. And others who say, well, no, actually, it sounds like, you know, I died of boredom and damn, I came back and I'm still me.
That's funny, yeah.
Which is actually not how it was intended, but I quite like the fact that it does have that duality.
Right, it's nice. It's open to interpretation.
Yes, indeed.
Something yeah. for everyone. So this track that we're listening to very quietly in the background is Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, Budapest Hotel.
I've been to Budapest, yes.
I haven't. That's one of the places on my list.
Interesting.
I keep meaning to go there. I think it was a toss-up between Budapest and Spain last time, and I ended up going down to Seville instead. So, you know, but one day I'll get there. This was actually just a... It was. People keep asking me if that song's got anything to do with the Wes Anderson film, Grand Budapest Hotel. But it doesn't at all. It was written before the film came out, and is a coincidence. It's obviously just words that were floating around the ether at the time. And it was supposed to be a song about personal things that happen to us that are that could be linked to big moments in history. But I have to admit that that song is a little obscure. Without me actually introducing it, I don't think anyone would really understand what I was trying to get to. Whereas some of the other songs are definitely like One Time Donnie, mm-hmm. or From Wishing are definite. There's a definite theme or a definite story with characters running through. Mm-hmm. I like that story. I'm from an English folk music tradition, so
right.
Storyteller.
I think it's really important to have stories, and a lot of music is severely lacking in depth. So it's refreshing to hear. You know,
that would be a long conversation. That one.
Yeah.
Just, Better not get into that one.
Now, do you prefer to perform or work in the studio, or what's your bliss?
I think first and foremost, I'm a songwriter. So what I really enjoy is getting the perfect arrangement and way of getting that story across. And for me, the tool for that is the studio. But you know, can beat song is the.
Oh, Barton, our phone connection is kind of.
Okay.
Can
you still hear me?
Okay, now you're back. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just saying, I love the fact that the studio you can bend everything to the will of the song, so you can find the perfect way to tell the story. But nothing beats singing it live to people and seeing the reactions. You can really, you know, you can see even the reaction of individual words that you didn't realize would actually have an impact on people.
Right. That must be a really interesting feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even tonight, trying out some songs for the next album, as I was singing them, I was looking around the room and just noting a couple of reactions at points in the song and like filing that away and thinking, okay, so that line is important. You know, must remember that.
Right. So, now, my show is officially called the Acupuncture Hour. So I just have a quick acupuncture-related question for you to tie it all in.
Well, that's really strange because I had acupuncture about 5 days ago.
Yay! And, okay, wonderful. My question was, have you ever had... So tell me about your recent acupuncture experience.
this is interesting. This really wasn't something I was expecting to talk about.
Oh, I warned whoever was emailing me.
No, don't worry about it. That's fine. Like a few of the musicians, quite a few musicians that I know in France anyway, we all play tennis. And I've had tennis elbow. And it gives me problems when I'm playing guitar as well. And the only thing that deals with it is acupuncture.
Excellent.
And so I go about at least once every 6 months to this Chinese lady just outside Paris. And in about one 20-minute session, she does what no modern medicine can seem to even come close to.
Wow. Excellent. That was a great answer because I agree. I agree. It's magic and...
It makes a mockery of ibuprofen. That's all I can say.
It really does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. So how many instruments do you play?
Oh, well, my two main instruments are guitar and drums.
Okay.
But over the years, I've picked up, as I said earlier, I love playing bass. Mm-hmm. One of my faves. And I also use piano mainly as a songwriting tool. But I've also played live quite a bit of piano. And that's about it, really. Guitar, drums, bass, piano, and vocals. A bit of harmonica. And that's where I stop.
Excellent.
When I want brass sections or strings, which I also arrange, but I get other very good players in to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just want you to know that as your CD plays in the background, I'm envisioning myself cruising around and like kind of swinging to the music in the California vibe. Yeah, just chilling here in the studio.
Good. Yeah. That's what it was meant to be. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, you said right now you're in Boston?
Yeah, I'm in Boston. I've just come off stage and I've got a day off tomorrow, which will be nice. And then I get on a plane to Seattle.
Mm. So what are you planning on doing tomorrow?
I'm just going to chill. I haven't actually had a proper cooked breakfast since I've been in the States. And that is something I enjoy now and then. So I'm going to come into central Boston tomorrow and just chill, have some food, do a bit of writing, because I've been carrying on writing lyrics while I've been on tour for the next album. And just a day of chilling, and then I've actually got a day of chilling in Seattle as well before I play, and then I play Portland and a little place called Ashford, and then make my way down to San Francisco.
Excellent. And again, that's next Saturday, the 26th, at the Right Spot, and Sunday, the 27th, at Simple Pleasures Cafe.
That's right.
Do you have a time for those shows? In the evening, I assume?
Oh, yeah, they're evening. They're both evening shows. If anyone wants to check out the times, then they should go on to bartonhartshorn.com, and the tour dates and times are up.
And I'm also putting that on the playlist. So if anyone happens across the playlist, you can find bartonhartshorn.com.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay, well...
Yeah, be great to see anyone who's listening. Come and say hi. Yeah.
I thank you so much. It sounds like you should probably go relax from your show. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, lovely to talk to you.
I'm going to turn you back up so we can finish the album and have a great night.
All right.
I hope the rest of your tour is fantastic. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kim. Bye then.
Bye.
You leaned in and told me that 180 grams you'd allow. I said, forget the weight of me, look at state of me now. Up on vitamins, white noise, calcium too. And you don't want to tape a man drawn in the margins of a bigger plan. A little step, a man crossed out, corrected, does the best he can. What does it mean? Count on yourself and wait for the day to come. The day's too long. Don't wanna be
a man who has himself a train can leave his tools behind. But while my name is Billy Meyer, by the stars I'm defined. And my seven sisters call me a liar. I don't exist outside their light. Oh, my seven sisters throw me a lie. I don't. What is right? The friends I had, I lost in space. Regrets, I've had a few. Silver foil and trash can lids my wife can join the queue. With my seven sisters call me a liar. I don't exist outside their light. Oh, my seven sisters, throw me a line. I don't remember what is right. What is
thank you.
we've been enjoying Barton Hartshorn, I Died of Boredom and Came Back at Me. New album. He'll be in San Francisco at the Right Spot Cafe on Saturday and at Simple Pleasures Cafe on Sunday. Cafe music for cruising West Coast vibe. Excellent. Any information or for more information, you can log on to Barton Hartshorn. It's BartonHartshorn.com. And there will be details about his current tour and upcoming shows.